Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Excuse me, I'm wondering if you could help me. I'm trying to find a store called Edwards Furniture. I thought it was on the west end of this mall, but I don't see it anywhere.
Oh, it used to be next door, but it moved to a larger place just a few weeks ago. It's downtown, within walking distance from Carter Station.
I see. In that case, are there any other furniture outlets in this mall? I wasn't planning on going all the way downtown today.
To be honest, I'm not really that familiar with the businesses here since it's such a big place. Why don't you try talking to the staff at the information desk on the ground floor? I'm sure they'll be able to help.
Number 32. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 33. What is mentioned about the store? Number 34. What does the woman recommend doing? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
I can't find my name badge for the physics conference on the table anywhere. Do I need to get it printed?
Let me check to see if you are registered correctly. Do you have the confirmation number for your booking?
I'm afraid I didn't receive that. I have a copy of the credit card receipt, though. Will that help?
Yes, let me just check our database. It looks like we were unable to confirm your address. I will print a badge for you now. In addition, participants who have attended two or more of our conferences this year can get a complimentary night stay at this hotel. Since you're eligible for that, I'll give you a voucher along with your badge. Number 35. What problem does the woman mention? Number 36. What is the woman asked to provide? Number 37. Why will the woman get a free night stay? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
I saw your advertisement on www.myjobs.com looking for a writer of technical manuals. I have 4 years' experience in this field and would like to be considered for the position.
All right. The first stage would be for you to send me a sample of your written work. Then, if it meets our standards, we can set up an interview. How is your schedule over the next 2 weeks?
Well, I am in Cairo right now. I have to visit Barcelona tomorrow and Lisbon over the next week. Would I be required to do an in-person interview there in your Washington office?
Not at all. We can conduct a video interview if necessary. I will email you when I have had a chance to look at your submission.
Number 38. What position is the man calling about? Number 39. What is the man asked to do? Number 40. Where is the woman's office located? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
It's really important that the financial report for the shareholders be completed 3 days prior to the quarterly meeting. Going over that report needs to be your number one priority for the next 2 weeks.
Well, unfortunately, I'm busy with the sales presentations, so I'm not sure if I'll have time to do both. Those presentations will strongly impact next year's bottom line.
In that case, I'll have to assign the presentations to Holly. I'll contact her so that she can take over that responsibility from this point on. Please give your full attention to the work for the shareholders.
Number 41. What should the man focus on? Number 42. What problem does the man mention? Number 43. Why will the woman call Holly? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Brett, I just got off the phone with Miss Barner. She informed me that she wants to move the meeting for designing the promotional posters for her theater from Monday afternoon to Wednesday morning. Can you still make it?
I'm afraid not. I'm scheduled to meet a technician at 9 a.m. As you know, we need our screen printer repaired, and I should be here to oversee the work.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm confident enough to meet with Miss Barner by myself. I'll just take notes during the meeting and email them to you after.
Number 44. What does Miss Barner want to do? Number 45. What does the man tell the woman? Number 46. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Norma. It's Gary from sales. I need to book the main hall here at our headquarters for the company's general meeting on September 2nd.
All right. I can file the paperwork for an official request. Do you know about how many people will be coming this time?
It's going to be around 200.
Oh, I didn't realize you were expecting so many attendees. In that case, I don't think our hall can accommodate a group that large. I suggest that you call the Mountain Hotel Resort just outside of town. They should be able to handle it, and they usually give discounts to corporate clients.
Number 47. What is the purpose of the man's call? Number 48. What information does the woman request? Number 49. What does the woman recommend doing? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a book on teaching methods called Create and Connect by R.J. Artley, but you don't seem to have it on the shelves. Would it be on display somewhere other than this section? It's quite an old book.
I'd be happy to check our electronic inventory list. Let me see. It seems that book is actually out of print, so we don't carry it here anymore.
Oh, that's a shame. Do you know where I might be able to find it?
Well, you'd have to go to a used bookstore. There's one on Ventura Street across from Sunshine Supermarket. I hope you have better luck there.
Number 50. What is the topic of the book the woman is trying to find? Number 51. What problem does the man tell the woman about? Number 52. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation. Good afternoon. I bought a designer jacket from your online store about a week ago. However, when it arrived, I discovered that the zipper is broken.
Oh, I'm sorry. We usually check our goods very carefully before they're sent out. Not to worry. We have a 100% guaranteed return policy. I'll just send you a return label in the post. When that arrives, simply stick it to the outside of the package. Should we issue you a refund or send a replacement?
I think I would like to get my money back. I was planning to wear it to a wedding last week, so I had to buy something else instead. Number 53. According to the man, what is the problem with the jacket? Number 54. What does the woman say she will do? Number 55. What option does the man select? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Asif. This is Evelyn. I'm afraid I can't come into work today. I have a high fever and a runny nose. The doctor has told me to stay home. I'm really sorry to let you know on such short notice.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I hope you recover soon. Is there someone who can cover your shift at the airport check-in counter?
I just spoke with Veronica and she's available, but she hasn't used the new check-in system yet. Would that be a problem?
Not at all. Martin will be working alongside her, and he has already gone through the training for the system. He could help her. I'll give Veronica a call and let her know that we will need her for the shift. Number 56. Why is the woman calling the man? Number 57. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 58. What is suggested about Veronica? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
The interior designer has finalized the remodeling plans.
The work crew will get started tomorrow, right?
Yes. They'll be installing new lights, replacing the carpet, and painting the walls.
Then I should do something to protect the furniture. Maybe cover it with some plastic?
Don't worry about it. We've already moved it all into an empty office for a temporary waiting area.
Oh, that was a good idea.
It seemed easier than covering it.
Well, I'm glad the clinic is finally putting some money into modernization.
Number 59. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 60. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Don't worry about it"?
Number 61. What can be inferred about the clinic? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Fowler. We spoke on the phone. I'm the Human Resources Director.
And I'm Catherine Cho, the head of the Marketing Department. Thank you for coming in.
It's nice to meet you both. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
We will be conducting today's interview, but first you'll take a brief personality and aptitude test.
Does that mean that I need to fill out some forms?
Actually, no. It's a computer-based test. The program is easy to use. I'll show you. Do you have any questions before we begin?
I heard that there are two openings at this branch and one at the overseas branch in Milan. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. I'll explain more about those positions after you've finished the test.
Number 62. What are the speakers talking about? Number 63. Why does the man say,
"I'll show you"?
Number 64. What can be inferred about the company? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list. Hi, this is Derek from ISIS Equipment. Regrettably, it appears that our delivery of your drilling machine has been delayed.
Oh, really? What happened?
There was a manufacturing error, but it's been addressed. We need someone present to sign for the delivery, so please choose from one of the proposed delivery times.
Well, we need the drilling equipment before the start of our next project, which begins on May 11th. That only leaves one option.
Right. Then I'll call the manufacturer to confirm the new delivery date.
Thank you. I really hope that there are no further delays.
Number 65. What problem does the man mention? Number 66. Look at the graphic. When will the woman receive the item? Number 67. What does the man say he will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Good afternoon. This is Margaret Graham. I'm attending the annual cosmetics trade fair this weekend. I'm booked for a single room at your hotel, right?
Let me see. Yes, we have you booked for Saturday and Sunday night.
That's why I'm calling. You see, I have the opportunity to get together with an executive who has invested in our firm, so I've changed my travel plans.
All right. So you need to extend your reservation?
Yes, I want to stay in the same room for Monday night as well.
No problem. I'll update your reservation. Number 68. Why is the woman calling the man? Number 69. What does the woman plan to do? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How much will be added to the woman's bill?